I'll call the meeting to order and stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is our public hearing for the VCP grants. Joe, would you like to set that up for us?
Yes. So the VCDP grant was, fined at $60,000 awarded to the town of Fairhaven to do a feasibility study on what we're calling the skyline building down the street on South Main Street. The idea was to do the study and see if that, if the building could still operate as a manufacturer of modular housing. All total, the town, the grant spent $36,028.85. A matching grant was received from a nonprofit called Be Light. Their matching funds were $47,167.84. And then Peter Schneider, who was helping us with the project, I forget where he's from, but his time totaled $6,000. All total, $89,196.69 were spent on the project. None of that money was tax dollars. It was all grant fund. The report, which if anybody would like to see it, it's all public knowledge. I'll give you just a brief overview. At the end of the day, the factory is in good condition. The layout of the factory is advantageous to use for manufacturing the modular housing. The report came to the conclusion that the regulatory structure here in Fairhaven and in Vermont is good for bringing a factory back to our town. We have a workforce that's available. Apparently, there are still some folks in town that worked at Skyline a few years ago, and they would be able to gear back up and work in the factory again. They also did a financial model on the factory to see if modular housing that was produced there could be sold in the area in our region, and they decided it is financially feasible to start a modular housing factory in our town. That is
excellent. And any questions?
Yes. Who they? How many people are actually interested in coming in with that?
We've had three interested companies reach out. Nothing there. What we're waiting for is the current owner of the building to accept them. So that's where they're at. And right now, that's in private hands. The town of Fairhaven does not have a part of that.
That's what I just want to ask. That's between them.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No, I was just trying to pull up the agenda. Sorry, I wasn't trying to ignore you guys.
I think that's promising, the report.
Correct, the total number.
It'd be good to see a large business come in to work on something, especially like housing. For this area in particular, hopefully the owner of the property and whatever suitors of the property can come to some sort of agreement. Perhaps we'll see some new business.
Is it Camara owns it now?
Anything else?
It'd really nice to have some jobs.
It would be. And with a business drawing and employees, those employees need places to live. And they might be building their own homes in said factory. So full circle, eventually. Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing the report with us.
Yeah. So with that, we'll close out the grant. we need, this is the last portion of the reporting and then close up. So this will be wrapped up.
Okay. Do you need any motions on that or we are all set? Okay. Well, if there's nothing else, we can move forward with our agenda. Excellent. Any amendments to the agenda?
No, sir. None for me tonight. No, wait, I'm sorry. Can we put an executive session brief, one for personnel under 1 BSA 313A3?
Any objection to that? No. All right, approval of the minutes. We'll start with June 23rd first. Do I hear a motion to approve those minutes? I will make a motion to approve our minutes from Tuesday, June 23rd. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any additions, corrections, deletions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes approved. Now on to July 2nd. So your motion to approve the July 2nd special meeting minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve our special meeting minutes from Tuesday, July 2nd with one correction. Oh, sorry, two corrections. Ah, yes, yeah. Thank you. Make that two corrections. So one being the day was Thursday, not Tuesday. And for under call to order, Chad, I believe, was present and called the meeting to order himself.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Any additional changes? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And it's approved. Department head reports. Chief.
Copy of the 2 week report from your box. Just one arrest in the last week for one person. We wrote 105 traffic tickets with 18 direct warnings, parking violations, car crashes. 14 sets of civilian returning. About the highlights in there. Can't go into detail, still plugging away in this person. If you did do a search warrant, just came on that case. So that case is still active. We had 242 calls for service last 2 weeks, and we're at 31.7.
Overall, safe 4th of July?
We had a couple fireworks complaints, but outside of that, no major issues. We are busy, but nothing outstanding. You'll see before, there was stuff on there, but it wasn't.
Excellent.
Everybody's happy.
I heard there was more than one incident at the lake in the last couple of weeks. Do we get called ever on emergencies of that nature? Like last night, for example, there was a couple that fell in at around midnight.
I don't think we went to that, but we do respond on occasion. But we pass on kind of like a sister department. If they're all on staffing, we'll go over there and they can help over here. We do move back and forth. We were not involved with that. I know I'm on that. We did have one today, elder gentleman been walking off about that. He found Don Longer today, and the fire department were extracted out with just minor scratches. Thankfully, he didn't end up in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was about 5 o'clock.
I think I saw the cars over here behind.
Any other questions for Chief? Thank you.
Yeah. A little bit of good news this afternoon. We did receive a grant from the Department of, let me see, where is this from? Department of Environmental Conservation to help search for water leaks in our water system. So, yeah, that's important. They're going to reach out to Mike up at the water plant, start that process. So thank you to the state for helping us with that. We also learned just, in fact, just before the meeting, we received a grant from AO from Agency of Transportation for their It's a safety program to help cut back brush and trees, install signage, and then do crosswalks. So I asked for 48,000 for that one. They didn't tell me the total award, but so that's coming through. I'm just waiting on a signature from their boss. Information I got today about the opportunity zone, that map will be coming out next week, so we'll know where Fairhaven sits. If we get an opportunity zone designated or not, we're still early in the process, but we're not going to believe that that happens.
Joe, can you just remind me opportunity zone?
It would designate Fairhaven as a little, I'm going to call it a tax shelter for businesses. That might not be the correct term to use, but it incentivizes businesses to come to Fairhaven.
Sorry, I just forgot.
Tree trimming, the guys have been out trimming trees. So you'll see them around. We had a little hiccup with the River Street and Adams Street pump stations this week. They are back up and running. We got a couple of contractors in to suck the grid out and then get things running again. Kerry did an excellent job jumping on that, making sure everything's working and getting people in place to take care of the problems. So thank you, Kerry. With that, handicap spot. So the board did approve a handicap parking spot in front of the playground. Elementary school earlier in the year. The state is going to paint that and put a sign up for that.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, that's great news. So I'm working with them on that. Credit card, accepted credit cards. I filled out the application, sent that in. That gentleman will be here tomorrow at 10:30 to keep the process moving. No, and Putra, not Putra friendly, excuse me, the concerts, the last concert on July 2nd went over really well. I think the 50-50 was $800, $840. So, yeah, we had a nice turnout for the Army band. And we thank the Army band.
We didn't pay out $800.
Yeah, you paid. Didn't you pay out $800? No. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we paid out $800, so
$400. No.
Okay, we paid out $400. I was impressed with $800. But thank you for the Army Band for coming out and helping us celebrate America's 205th.
I always love that.
Mm-hmm.
When the Army
Band comes. And that's all I have for you.
All right. Any questions for our town man? Any update on the painting upstairs?
Painting will be done this week. They were painting today. They have their supplies. They're making good time. The next meeting will be held on the second floor.
Next meeting.
20 meeting on the 21st.
We'll be upstairs.
My last magic trip.
Is cleaning prior to painting the scope of their work?
Cleaning?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're wiping it down.
Yeah. Are we concerned about lead paint? Will they be using lead encapsulating paint?
They will be encapsulating the wall. The walls are lead and they will be encapsulated. Latex is considered suitable for that.
And they're using appropriate safety precautions for that, dealing with lead paint?
Yes, sir. They believe. I didn't go up and watch them, but they were aware.
Excellent.
No, I've got to write this out. What does encapsulated mean?
So lead paint, although it represents a hazard to your health, it's really only when it atomized and then turned into particles in air, inhaled, or ingested in some way. So you can safely cover that paint up
so
with additional
paint up there, and this is not covered.
I assume there's lead paint. I don't know that for a fact, but based on our conversation just now, it sounds like lead paint was present.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's definitely the full building.
Yeah, it was a reasonable assumption just based on the age of the building, Claire, but I was speaking.
Thank you.
That assumption.
Old business, engineering for Hampton Housing Grant.
So in the packet, I provided email from May 15th, as well as cheat sheet for May 22nd to give a little bit more detail on where the request, what the request is funded to be used for. Third request for to use an additional $47,978 from the grant match funds. Those funds will be used for surveying, NEPA review, which is environmental review, brownfield testing, as well as some contingency funds.
I just want to ask the question. So 47,978, I see how you arrived at that number. It is a very specific number, and given that we're operating off of estimates, they're not even estimates, but pretty broad, pretty loose quotes that were received. Should we increase that number slightly to a slightly larger, rounder number, given that the numbers may change later anyway? Or would you prefer it be exactly 47,000?
I mean, you can make it 48, make a round number.
Okay.
The contingency, and that should cover anything that pops up.
Okay. In the last week, I refreshed my memory to the extent that I feel necessary to feel comfortable making a motion. So I'm going to do that. Make a motion that we approve the use of an additional $48,000 for the Hampton Housing Engineering Project.
48,000.
Just to make it easy.
So just as a reminder to folks, we have the grant match reserve account. And before this grant match, we were at 103,000 and some change. So there are monies set aside for just this thing. Just to remind folks. So we have a motion on the table. Got a second. Discussion?
Yeah, I've been shaking my head. So in if I see this earlier, I totally forgot about it, whatever. But anyway, in what line does this progress go? Do we get these studies done before the engineering starts, and if something happens here, we can't build, the engineering stops? Is this how it's going to work?
Yeah, I have the same question. Can we proceed, in your understanding, Joe, by doing brownfields testing first, for example?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Well, the reason I ask that, for some reason we can't build there, don't want to spend all the money getting everything engineered for nothing.
I agree.
I don't know. It's common sense to me. Maybe I'm missing something, but I just want to make sure.
I'm not up to speed 100% on this. Can you explain each line what that means as far as like NEPA, the balance field?
So the surveying is literally surveying.
Yeah, I get that.
NEPA is an environmental review required by the federal government. It's going to look for those endangered species out there that we're not allowed to touch or disturb. Brownfields is if there's some kind of hazardous material in the ground. Could be oil, could be asbestos, whatever it was dumped. And then the contingency is just in case something does happen and we require again a little bit more.
I get that part. Okay. So then could the brownfield would be the one being a racetrack. It could hinder us. Possibly.
It could.
Been a long time. I don't think now it would be in the shoe boat.
No, when I met with the family that donated the land, and he said he had a brownfield study done but couldn't find it. I know. So he seemed to think the land was clear, but we still have it. If we can't prove it, then we have to go. So.
And that contingency just plans if something runs a little bit over or something comes up that we're not seeing now.
Absolutely.
That's for.
And there's no intent, you know, it's a contingency. We may spend it all, we may not spend any of it.
In the order of operations, I would imagine surveying first and then brownfield study.
I will, you know, I think it would behoove us to talk to the engineer and see what they think is the best way to go. We'd probably start with
Like where,
and then start sending it
yeah,
out.
where do we perceive potential challenges, and can we mitigate any potential additional costs if we have to stop?
Sure.
Okay.
I think on the far side of the swamp, we'll definitely bump into some wetlands. Well, if not wetlands, wetland buffer. We don't know that about that. We don't know until we get out there.
This is at the racetrack, right?
Yes.
So there would be concerns about fuel in the ground and going way down in. So if that was found, they would have to bring in DEC, put their bid, their media.
Yeah. So yeah.
It's a big.
So I think the thought process is, if we did that first and we realized, gee, this is more of an undertaking than we can do.
I would think Brownsville would.
But at the same time, if we did stumble upon something like that, I think we'd have to discuss it as a town, as what's the cost benefit of expanding our tax base that much, right? And what are we willing to do to get to that point where we can offer more homes? So it's all, I guess, it'll all be information we can digest. That's for sure.
I doubt them. That's why I only reason I'm saying that I dealt with them in Rome
Yeah.
for remediation.
Yeah. It's a big undertaking.
Yeah, that was huge.
All right. So we have a motion, I believe. We have a second, I believe. We've had our discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Right. New business, setting the tax rate. I believe we're waiting to confirm some figures with the listers, and perhaps we need to table this until the next meeting.
The numbers are coming out. They're not coming up right.
Be a next meeting discussion. Okay. Don't fret though, we will have a tax rate.
Barbecue will wish it in, says Tina.
I know.
Scooby, you're leaving me happy.
2 minutes for public comments. Right. Hearing.
Thing is, Joseph, I'm concerned about the economic development. We have two people besides myself whom I've never seen at a meeting. So Claire's going to sit there and listen to me talk to myself. Take them.
I would imagine for one of the members, having a refresher on what time and days those occur, I could probably make it very convincing to him that we would make that happen.
That would be good because otherwise it's strictly me. One I've never even met. So,
Long as there's a camera pointed on us. If anyone is interested in learning more about what being on the Economic Development Committee would pertain, please contact any of us or Ann Finley, our current only member of that particular committee.
see me and Claire sitting here and just talking. So, and Claire's taking down notes. I'm not that interesting. You're very interesting. Really? Oh my goodness, not that.
There's myself, and Glenn was on it, but then he stepped down. So we have room for one more select board member.
So there you go. Oh, select board or economic development?
One more on the Economic Development Committee, room for one more select board member, because we can only have two at most.
I'll think about it, but
Oh. Sounds good. All right. Parking lot. Anything in the park?
I was going to ask how the water plant rehab, what the filters, what are we doing with them? Has that engineer started yet?
They're actually meeting, I think, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday?
Yes, sir. Would like.
All right, moving forward. Board roundtable. All right, let's start with bets.
This is way quicker than you
can. This is record time.
I'm not going to be at the next meeting, so Joe, thank you for your service for the film. Greatly appreciated. Wasn't ready for nothing at this point.
Okay. Rich?
I really don't have much. I just want to thank DPW for taking the dangerous limb down at the concert area. They got right on it, cut it down.
But taking down what?
It was a limb that was broke above where we were sitting. Tree limb.
Oh.
They got that down today. It's taken care of.
Anything else?
I have nothing in this time.
I'll continue to plug and update on numbers. We still have 109 or so known registered dogs in our community as of this morning. We'd like to see that number decrease. So if you own one of those unregistered dogs, you're delaying for any particular reason, you can let us know and we can work with you to try and figure out how to get your dog registered. If you know someone with an unregistered dog in your community, maybe just nudge them in the right direction. They know where to find us at the town office.
Yes. Did we announce that? Keith Heyer is our new animal control officer. So I decided we should announce that. For roundtable, I guess one intersection stood out to me in particular as our guys kind of make their way around. I think it was Carnarvon and First or Carnarvon and Furnace. It might have been Carnarvon and Furnace. There's some shrubbery blocking the stop sign. I would imagine either the property owner or us, we could take care of it. Outside of that, we have one more.
If there's the time for it, and since you just walked in, it should be on our agenda for tomorrow night's discussion of Planning Commission to talk about chickens. So I assume that's why you're here. I didn't know if you were aware of that.
I was actually coming to the thing. I missed at 6:30.
Okay.
I thought it was at 7.
All right.
I'll be
left.
Lake Monsters
came
tomorrow night, so I can't be
there.
We're still in roundtable.
We are still in roundtable.
Well, I do have one sight distance problem I did notice, and I forgot about it until you mentioned that. It's Stewart's.
Mm-hmm.
Looking up Dunn Ave, so that tree is getting pushed out again.
The one that's right there by it?
Yeah, it's hard to see by it with a bigger truck.
Yeah.
I think probably it's still good for the little car, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That seems to be a problem every year.
They're good people. I went and talked to them. It might have been last year, 2 years ago, and they were happy to turn it out. Yeah, they didn't give us a hard time.
All right. Review of financial reports.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You get your bearings.
Hey, got it.
All right. We will be approving two check warrants, two payroll warrants this evening. Check warrant one for $249,647.89.
Wait a minute. No.
Rather, I should say, and Claire, all right, you tell me when you got your bearings. And I'll go again because I didn't make a motion.
Is there a, okay.
This is,
where's the amount?
Accounts payable one, and here's the amount.
Okay, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
It's okay. I'll make a motion to approve our first check warrant of the week for $249,647.89.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And a second check warrant for just 5,000. $169.07.
Do I have a second?
Second down also.
All those in favor?
Aye. First payroll warrant for $44,748.25.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye. And I'll make a motion for a second payroll warrant of just $570.03.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye. And our checking account currently stands at $79,571.34.
All right. I will entertain a motion to go into executive session under 1 VSA 313A3. Excuse me.
I will make a motion to go.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone else in favor?
Go ahead.
Aye.
We are going into executive session.
Leaving it open for
that.
Just a second, quietly.
That means we talked about chicken stuff. So, state has rendered our bylaws. We cannot restrict the ownership of up to 12 chickens based on acreage. We can't restrict the ownership of up to 12 chickens at all, or at least we can't prohibit it. We can regulate the term, but we have to allow chickens up to flocks.
And we cannot regulate areas.
That we can, but if the rules we make amount to prohibition, they are illegal, right? So if we say you have to keep your chicken coop X number of yards away from the lot line, no such point on your lot exists, and that prevented someone from chickens.
I was just saying that prohibited from the damage. Which, what act was that?
Act 166, I believe, which came from, if I'm remembering correctly, House Bill 941.
What committee did that come out of?
Question, House Committee Agriculture, I believe, because it's a part of a larger agriculture bill. A lot of more rules pertaining to small farms, which is what it was really designed for.
I was going to bring the copy of mine tonight. I didn't keep it.
We're not going to rush to create any bylaws, but we'll start discussing
on
it.
Yeah. You got the
bill
right here.
I don't know what it is.
You looking at the fire warden thing from Danny?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You got sent that from the state, but it's really for us to pass it on. I think we need to maybe confirm an appointment. Is that what it is? I'm sorry, I haven't read it.
It was under the change. I did see a change.
Yeah.
But I didn't quite understand what
it is. There were several changes around, of course. Okay.
It's pretty much up to the fire department, the fire chief here, to appoint that guy.
Is it no? It says no, it isn't the chief.
And then we just prove it.
It doesn't.
Now it just says it changed it. So what's the Under the new law, the chief of the fire department, fire department, the primary responsibility for the fire response within the municipality would automatically serve as a Forest Fire Warden. Previously, Town Forest Fire Warden was the chair of the FPR for the approval of the select board.
Which that older method is similar to how of town health officers or whatever.
Correct. Like, yes. Now that it's on Jim, period.
It's on the chief.
It's on the chief.
Period. Yeah.
Period.
And I just thought I'd see somewhere it says.
Says there no longer be state involved in that area. But municipality officials must ensure that FPR. What is the FPR? Forest Parks and Recreation has current contact information in the desert and forest fire. Chief is out there.
Oh.
Yes, and we can say it seriously. This is
it don't sound like
this
it.
Is from yeah. The state.
We have come out of executive session with no decisions made. I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I will make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.